Once again, I told you so.
This is the Andres Segovia Show.
Welcome to the program, everyone. I am Andres, and in this episode of the program, I got to give you an update, a bulletin that I'm going to be expanding on later, and that's with respects to the Santa Ana City Council adopting the most restrictive rent control law in California. I was made aware of this by receiving this mailer from the Santa Ana for Fair and Equitable Housing. They are sponsored by the California Apartment Association. I am familiar with the CAA, and I appreciate the work that they do for property owners and apartment owners in the state of California. And I recommend that you do at least follow one of these, maybe your local, there's always a local apartment association if you're a property owner, whether you own one or more properties, because you're going to want to know about a lot of these laws that come down the pipeline that affect your property. What I do for a living as a broker and property manager, my intention has always been to provide the best service that I can and information that I can impart to both tenant and property owners alike. The vastly underserved community tend to be the property owners. A lot of the rules that are, especially the reliefs that have been put in place, especially during this endemic, have mostly favored, tenants. And property owners have been left holding the bill on a lot of these, and they continue to pummel a lot of them. Some of them losing their property or have already lost their property. They're indebted to the point that they cannot recover, and it's a shame. It's truly a shame. So I hope for those of you that are not property owners that do not see reason on this one. I've covered rent control so many times on my program. I recommend you check any of those episodes out so you can understand that rent control has not solved the mission it set out to do when it was installed decades ago in places like Los Angeles, Santa Monica, San Francisco, and Berkeley. It was meant to keep rent rates low and reduce homelessness. Instead, we have the highest rents in the nation. In the case of Los Angeles, it's the capital, it's the homeless capital of the nation. So if this is a failed experiment for over decades, why is it that we are installing it statewide? It's been installed statewide. California was the first one to do so. And now local ordinances are being installed to make things even worse. The reason local ordinances are important for a lot of these municipalities is because of extra enforcements and income that they see happening, not to mention adding more bureaucracy. I'll go over some of the bullet points. I cross-referenced this with other sources. I do know that the Orange County Register and the LA Times did cover it, but as someone that doesn't buy into any of their subscriptions because they have paywalls behind all this, and I'm not going to pay a newspaper that doesn't actually tell me news, instead they give me opinions disguised as news, I don't support them in that sense. But some of the very few places you can get some of this information tends to be from these places. So that's why I actually missed this. This is the first time I hear about it, so I do appreciate the California Apartment Association for sending this mailer out, or else I would not be aware. I have property that I manage in Santa Ana, and this is of importance because this is among the bullet points that they share here about what's going to be in this law that was basically adopted on September 21st, but going into effect November 4th. Okay, so we have the limit rent increases to less than the annual inflation rate. That's even more strict in the state because the state allows for you to take the inflation rate plus 5%. This is actually considerably more strict. In fact, this letter is saying it's even more strict than Los Angeles in general. That's insane. Because I always use, because that's the one I dealt with the most, Los Angeles housing, as to why it's an incredibly inept bureaucratic mess to deal with them and how they make life a living hell for property owners, especially because they don't talk to building and safety when they issue these code enforcement or violations that they cite. So they're intending to do their own things here. So they're going to impose strict eviction limits for most rental units. Prohibiting evictions of households with students during the school year. So not renting to students, but households that have students. That's how I'm understanding it. Requiring the district attorney to prosecute a tenant in order to evict the tenant for criminal activity. You know how stupid that sounds? That is absolutely insane, especially when you have a lot of defunding the police, not to mention when you have district attorneys like Gascon that are decriminalizing a lot of crimes. So what? This is insanity. That is an overreach, folks. All of this is an overreach. Mandating higher relocation assistance payments to households beyond what is in state law. First, they don't pay you the rent, and now as a property owner, you got to pay even more to get them out of your unit? Oh, my goodness. undetermined and unlimited fees to fund the rent board development, implementation, and enforcement. That's the housing department, where you're basically paying a fee because you have to register that you have property, income property in the city, in this case, Santa Ana. You're going to be paying for the inspections that they do, whether it's surprise or scheduled inspections or both, because they tend to do that. And not to mention any violations that they might cite against you for XYZ reasons. Again, housing inspectors are not building inspectors. And most often than not, I would say 9 times out of 10, these housing inspectors go against everything that's in the building code. But it's on you to correct the issue, because of course it is. So you want to learn more, by all means, make sure you're following my program or you're following the podcast or any of the video platforms. You can check everything out. All my information is funneled over to www.thingsegovia.com. My real estate resources are available at www.segoviares.com. And anyone that's looking to reach out to me with respects to what environment we're in real estate, because it's a unique one in history, especially in my lifetime. It's to each their own, not one size fits all. So by all means, you can reach me there and we can have a discussion. But anyway, until next time, thank you so much for tuning into my program. As always, I'll see you on the next one.